Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about prediction and its danger, the plight of the fortune tellers. Prediction is a tough business, and no matter the intelligence of the person or model used, we simply cannot know the future with a final degree of certitude. Predictions, especially if contrived by advanced models, are valuable. But blind faith in their mechanics, especially as they are often opaque to all but academics, is not prudent. We need only survey the past few years to see that even the most assiduous and capable thinkers working with equally formidable models were unable to predict with useful accuracy the trajectory of the Great Recession. Generally speaking, there are three basic perspectives on probability. The empirical, or frequentist, the axiomatic, and the subjective. Empirical probability answers questions like, what is the probability of two number six seeds meeting in the Super Bowl? To judge this, you can consult empirical data, evaluating historical records to see about the likelihood of the event. This kind of probability depends on the counting of repeated trials. The heavy historical emphasis of technical stock analysis, for example, involves empiricist assumptions about probability, the thought being that past prices and quantities traded help predict future prices and quantities to be traded. Axiomatic probability deals with probability not as an empirical matter, but as a matter of pure logic. A most familiar example is that of rolling a fair die. With six sides, the probability of a given side landing up is 1 in 6. The chief problem with axiomatic probability is that it does not work well when applied to human action. Two economists might hold diametrically opposed theories, and each will have their followers. And as economists must make predictions about human actions, if two maintain alternative axiomatic assumptions, then each prediction will be unintelligible to the other. The final perspective on probability is the subjective, and this is the realm of speculation, where analysts and bloggers alike try to divine such things as the probability of the euro area breakup. Strictly speaking, there exists no historical precedent of which we might base an empirical analysis. The euro area countries have never before been united in a monetary union. What is more, there exist no theoretical frameworks that might fix all outcomes as equally possible. Axiomatic analysis cannot work. So as long as we acknowledge that all historic instances are unique and that immutable abstract frameworks do not govern human decision, we remain in the realm of subjective probability. And if this seems like the least rigorous, it may be because it is the most honest and the most familiar. Casual references to probability are, generally speaking, questions of subjective probability. Is Tim Cook likely to be a better CEO of Apple than Steve Jobs? The probability that one executive outdoes the other cannot be known objectively, no matter the sophistication of the model used to guess. The fact remains that when dealing with the sphere of human action, the future is necessarily not present and finally unknowable. Thus, Ludwig von Mises, we might smile and say, every man banks on good luck. He counts on not being struck by lightning and not being bitten by a viper. There is an element of gambling in human life. Understanding the differences among these perspectives on probability affords the following. First, an ability to apply the proper perspective to the proper situation is an effort to avoid error. Second, recognition of the differences instills healthy humility in those who expect to predict the future. And as we walk about the world, recognizing the operation of probabilistic assumption, both in our own thinking and in the thinking of others, this keeps us away from unfounded dogma and returns us to nuance. The failure to distinguish each type of probability from another allows unfounded assumptions to pass as simple fact. For example, economists often speak of an output gap, which measures the difference between potential GDP and actual GDP. A large output gap implies that demand exceeds supply, where people would produce more if they could. The measurement of the output gap is an important one for real-world policy, and it is thought to indicate inflationary or deflationary risk. As precise as these calculations are, based on complicated models that factor in historical data to come up with potential GDP, can we be so sure of their accuracy, of their use? And unlike academics, though many academics fall victim to the same, financial institutions and policymakers face decisive environmental constraints, namely that predictions based on probability are often the only way to justify action, and they cannot readily admit confusion, hesitation, or outright ignorance. However, no matter who makes predictions, no matter how aware they are of what they can and cannot know, like the future, the limits of probability are inescapable. The sphere of the human future action is, by definition, unknown, and assumptions otherwise can prove not simply inconvenient, but ruinous. That's it for now. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.